Sam's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Hey, Ollie, you know how we're having this end-of-year cryptocurrency party? It's a party fully funded by online coins.
Yeah, and we're going to get everyone there.
Yeah, well, before I revealed that our total value of our coins was at $1,453, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've just checked on CoinSpot again.
Yeah.
Mate, we've gained $7. In the past, like, half an hour, we've gained $7.
It's because he mentioned it. That's why. Everyone's gone, oh, cryptocurrencies, that's going off.
Yeah, by the way, if you do want to buy or sell cryptocurrencies, you can do it on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. That's where you go.
Yeah. Yep.
And
they almost always go up. big almost there.
Hey, very soon, if you missed it on Thursday night, we have Lawrence Mooney in to do some erotic fiction in something we call Flirty 930. And if you've never heard that segment before, whew, you're in for a treat at 930. It's worth sticking around for, I can tell you that.
It should be called Filthy 930. It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
Tom, I want to share a story up next of a friend of mine who I caught up with. Let's just say I think he was being showered by a family member.
Gifts? Oh, okay.
No, showered by someone in his family.
What?
In dubious circumstances. I don't believe it was necessary for him to be showered.
What? I'm sticking around to hear that. This is ACDC, Back in Black. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty after nine, baby. That's new music from Aussie chick Amy Shark. It's called All Loved Up. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. By the way, if you want to have a say about the music that we play, just head to triplem.com.au and become a club member. It's just too easy.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Very soon, that Flirty 930 erotic short story reading from Lawrence Mooney.
Now, Tom, I feel weird about having you play that sound effect there, that content warning for naughty after nine for this story, because look, it's not really a naughty story, but it's just I just thought I'd bring it up as a question mark.
Okay.
You know, we have questions on this show.
Yeah.
Caught up with a friend of mine who I haven't seen for a while on the weekend.
He'll name nameless?
He'll stay nameless because he hasn't given me permission to say this.
Okay. But, let's call him Paul.
He had a broken arm a little while back, about a month or two now.
Yeah.
And he said to me that...
Poor Paul.
What?
Poor Paul.
Okay. Paul. He said to me, whilst I had the broken arm, I had a cast on and I had full plaster, pretty incapacitated, couldn't do a whole lot. Had to have my dad showering me. Pretty embarrassing.
Huh?
Had to have my dad showering me, he says.
What?
What? I'm sorry, what? That's what I thought because...
Hang on, let me be Rove for a second. What the?
Yeah, he said, well, I was in the cast and I felt awkward probing him because I didn't want to make him feel embarrassed, but I just couldn't help but wonder, you've still got your other arm. Don't you just put a plastic bag around the arm? Do you need your dad in there?
No, see, Ollie, here's the thing.
I mean, I love my dad. I don't mind getting nude, but I don't want my dad in the shower.
Ollie, here's the thing. You definitely don't need your dad showering you. You definitely do not need your dad showering you.
And I was sitting there nodding along going, yeah, man, that's full on. Yeah, yeah. In my head, I'm going, yeah, why is your dad in there with you? You don't just get through it. Just get it done.
I mean, it's fine if you have daddy showering you. Like if you're calling someone daddy.
If you've got a daddy.
If you've got a daddy, that's fine. He can shower you.
Well, like what's like an old man for you or?
Well, it's just a daddy, you know. Like a 40-50-year-old man.
Hairy man, bit of money.
Daddy.
Pays for dinner for you.
Like, call me daddy. And it's like, yeah.
No, it was his real dad. It was his biological father.
Yeah, you can't have dad sharing you.
And I just, you know, it's not worth it. And how awkward having your dad going, oh, I'll get right in there. You know, he said to me.
What?
He said dad was getting right in there. He didn't say that. He didn't say that, obviously. But, I mean, cleaning, obviously.
Well,
133353. Is it weird? 133353. What do you think? I mean, I've raised the question. Is it needed?
How broken was his arm? Well, just a broken arm?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a broken arm. He couldn't use it.
If you if you've got a reason why you think his dad is showering him, 133353.
Yeah, or in what situation is it okay to have your mum or dad showering you? Maybe even have you had to have your mum or dad shower you and look after you?
Mm.
if you want to share what that's like, maybe I'm in the wrong and it's normal and I'm weird for not having Dad shower me. I don't know. I don't know.
We have questions. Give us a call, 1-333-53. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Guns N' Roses. Yesterday's. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Very soon, Lawrence Mooney, if you didn't hear it, on Thursday gave us a flirty 9:30 erotic short story reading that just has to be heard to be believed.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're doing a bit of a snap poll as to whether this behaviour is appropriate or needed after my friend told me that after he broke his arm, he had his dad showering him. And I just didn't
Not
think...
Not in gifts.
No, he wasn't being showered in gifts or love. He was being showered in water, and I'm guessing some kind of loafer sort of scrubbing thing.
Or just a hand.
It could have been a hand. I don't know what it, why I didn't get to detail, but I didn't think it was needed for him to get his dad in there to shower him. I think you can get by with a broken arm just... washing yourself with one hand?
Like, sometimes, though, Ollie, a dad shower is needed.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, you've said that.
No,
so
no, 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 no. I'm not talking about a daddy shower, because that's definitely needed. But I'm talking about a dad shower, a family shower. It needs to happen. If you're severely injured or sick, you're going to need to get the family to get involved.
And I am on board with that. I'm not saying you should never get showered by your mum or dad. There's always a time for that.
But, by the way, if that has happened, we want to hear from you. 1-333-53. We want your experiences. How was it? How was the experience?
I could only imagine debasing.
But
if there's a need for it, of course, do it. I'm just saying in this instance, a broken arm doesn't seem to me to warrant the need for a parent.
After asking this question, and we'll get to your stories on 1-333-53, so give us a call. After asking this question, we had assistant producer Izzy just outside, just go, oh, yeah, I've had that happen. Izzy. Good evening, Izzy.
Hi.
Oh, Izzy. Now, when you said, I've done this, I was like, checks out.
Yeah.
You're very close with your family. In what scenario did it happen?
Oh, I've had a few surgeries where I've needed to, you know, have a helping hand to have a shower.
And what? How old were you?
Most recently, well, it was last year, so I was 23.
And what, mum helped?
Yep.
What's it like?
Oh, it's fine. It's my mum. Like, who cares?
But I mean, it must have been probably 10 years since your mum last bathed you, or maybe 15 years. Or
There's been a few surgeries, so it's been before that as well.
You've sort of been subtly eased into it.
Yeah, well, like every 2 years, you know, another one pops up. She has to shower me all over again.
Okay, well, that's good for you. It's nice.
Okay.
My mate's 30. I don't think he would have done this kind of thing for a long time.
No. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Izzy. 1-333-53, James, this happened to one of your mates.
Yes, it did, actually, yeah.
How old was he?
Yeah, no, he was about 14 or 15 at the time, yeah.
Okay, and who showered or bathed him?
Yeah, no, it was his mum, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Mum.
Anything more to the story, James, or is that it?
Yeah, no, he broke both his wrists at the time, so obviously you can imagine other things that needed to be done at the time. So,
well, that's fair enough, because he's got both arms incapacitated, whereas my mate had a fully functioning arm that he just didn't want to use.
Yeah, no, I think that is a little bit soft, actually.
Yeah.
Ollie, when you were talking to Paul, we're calling him Paul, it's a fake name. Yeah. Did you ask Paul, mate, you had a free hand? Or did you just kind of go, nah, this is too weird, I'm not going to ask?
I think I did. I think I did say, oh, but, you know, you had your other arm. And he didn't really...
Didn't get it.
Didn't cover the story. He didn't explain it.
He just said, Dad needed to shower me.
He said, I wanted Daddy.
No, he didn't. No, that's what I was saying.
He didn't say that.
Charlie, you've got an opinion on this.
Hey, yeah, I honestly think it's totally fine.
But it was a broken arm, Charlie.
Well, the thing is, I've had the same sort of situation, like being in the hospital, had a surgery, had like my knee done, so like not able to stand up, you know, after the surgery, as if you want to like, as if you've got the energy, so,
yeah.
I mean.
So almost a bit of a pity bathe, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you hate it, like something else you don't have to do.
But who bathed you, your mum?
Mum.
But hang on, you've got two arms though, Charlie, like you've got both arms, don't you?
Yeah, but think about it. You can't stand up. Like, imagine having to wash, like, the back of your legs or, like...
You got a bath in the house?
Well, I've been, like, hospital.
Couldn't you sit in the shower, maybe?
Well, you can sit in the shower, but it's kind of like, do you feel clean, like, just sitting in water?
Yep, and nothing's cleaner than mum's hands. I totally get that for maybe girls it's different. For boys, I think the father-son thing is a bit of a different vibe.
Yeah.
The caringness of the mother-daughter relationship.
Here's a question for you, although it might be a confusing one for you because you've got two dads, but would you rather one of your dads or your mum showering you?
One of my dads or...
Well, you got heaps of dads, so...
Yeah, I'd rather my mum. She's a nurse.
Oh, that's...
She's a professional.
You sicko. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, Ollie, just before, as I knock the microphone...
Jeez,
I am an absolute hack tonight.
You're so hungover. It's terrible.
Oh, don't mention it, Ollie. So before in the show, at about 8:30, you sent us on a massive treasure hunt, or as I'd like to call it...
It's an article hunt.
It's a what?
I said an article hunt.
Look, I did, Tom, by accident. Over the weekend, we had a few mates over, and I was trying to explain an article that I'd found that was like 25 items every man must have in his wardrobe. And I loved the article. It was so helpful, fashion-wise, but I couldn't find it again.
There was a couple of hints you gave, which was one, the first item on the list was a crew neck white shirt.
That was my only concrete evidence, was the number one item.
Also, there was a leather wallet towards the end. Well... We have been going through all your submissions.
Yep, Peter.
On Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Peter's messaged, Terry's messaged, Andrew already had messaged. So I'm going to go through these and hopefully within this collection of articles, it's the right article. The one that I said was number one, a white crew neck shirt, and it's the best one.
Will the treasure be revealed up next? We'll find out. This is the man, the killers, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The killers, the man, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. An erotic reading from Lawrence Mooney not far away in Flirty 930.
Tom, I've sent everyone on an article hunt by accident. I didn't mean to do this, but I found a great article on Facebook. I was reading it on the weekend, and when I went back on Facebook, I lost the article.
It was a bit like a treasure.
It was a treasure.
It's an article hunt.
It's a what?
I said an article hunt.
That's right. That piece of treasure was lost. You'd buried it deep below.
In my newsfeed.
And all you had was a map with a whole bunch of X's that marked very different spots.
That's an average metaphor. All I had was some clues, Tom. The main clue I had was that the white crew neck shirt was number one on this list of like 25 or so items every man must have in his wardrobe.
Yeah.
Thank you for searching far and wide. Noah messaged. He said, is it this one? jimchapman.co.uk, 5 things every man should own. He said it's a pretty bad article. He's right. It's got like straight leg jeans, a big jacket. It's not that.
Okay.
We then move to Peter, who said, is it this one? Mensjournal.com. Mm. 10 wardrobe essentials for every man.
Yeah.
Had a read.
Yeah.
Equally lame. It's not that one. So you start to go, man, this article is not going to get found.
Mm.
It's a shame. It's a good article. Terry messaged in, hi guys, is it this? White crew neck shirt isn't number one, as you said, it's number four, but it has got a wallet. It's called GQ 30 Things Every Man Should Have in His Wardrobe Before 30. I read the article. And it is the exact same article, Terry. I was wrong about the white crew shirt being number one. It was number four. So
hang on, actually, I want to play this.
I made that difficult. So this is great. It took an hour to find it, but I can now take you through the absolute hit this article was for me.
You're going to give us a couple of the items from the list.
I'm going to go through GQ 30. I'll share the article on our page on Facebook at Tom and Ollie, so you can read it for yourself.
Oh, mate, 30, it's essential items.
30 things every man
should have in his wardrobe.
The Oxford white shirt is like a button-up shirt. So every man should have a classy white shirt.
Okay.
Like, that's a basic.
Nice and crisp and ironed, I'm guessing.
I'll skip some because there are 30 jeans, obviously. The crew neck t-shirt is a great one. It's a basic white shirt, but it fits well. And
what is a crew neck again?
Crew neck is that circular neck, quite high.
So a normal neck.
Yeah, not a V-neck, not a scoop neck.
Yeah, a t-shirt.
But crisp white is important.
Could be a Hey There Delilah shirt but you and a plain white tee.
You can jazz up a basic white shirt into something more fun with a jacket over the top that's quite loose and flowing.
Is that another tip?
That's part of it, yeah. Bomber jacket. The navy suit, it does say, is a good one.
I've got a navy suit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. This is great. Grey crew neck sweater. So crew neck is back, but grey being such a generic colour, it goes with anything.
Are we talking about a grey marl there?
Yeah, like either a woolen or a cashmere or maybe a fake cotton. Doesn't matter, but it's grey.
A fake cotton?
I know my fashion. The trench coat? I haven't got one of those.
No, who's got a trench coat?
Lace-up boots?
You know who's got trench coats?
Who?
Winter. Well, no, I'll mouth it to you.
Oh, no.
That's who's got trench coats.
Well, you'd know. The lace-up boot, which you have got, Tom.
Oh, a couple of Timberlands.
Sports coat, which is so like a, you know, a nice coat that isn't part of a suit.
I've got a linen jacket. Would that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Sick.
The white sneaker. It says now that Casual Friday has invaded every workplace, basically.
Okay.
The white sneaker is great because it can be worn with jeans, even with a fancier clothing.
Okay. Don't think about a white sneaker. They just get dirty, don't they?
Photo of Chris Judd here, the footy player, in his polo shirt. So like a nice, crisp, white polo shirt.
I like that. AFL player.
The jean jacket.
Okay, this is getting really annoying now. Well done on finding the article.
Also, the leather wallet. And that was in there, as I said.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll share it. Great article. And thanks to Terry, who did some great searching and found that. But I'll put it up at Tom and Ollie.
Brilliant.
Big Tom, producer, can you get that audio of Tom saying, brilliant?
Hey, that's it for another night. By the way, please, head to Facebook. There's so many reasons why.
Oh, so many reasons. Main reason, check out the GQ article, 30 items every man must have in his wardrobe before 30.
That's right.
It's a good article. We finally found it again after I lost the article. And that's the only reason to go there, Tom, isn't it?
Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie, of course, Twitter as well. There's definitely more reasons. You can add to the list of 1,001 uses of plastic tub. That's right, we've got a plastic tub that we're trying to find uses for, so comment on that one.
Getting heaps of funny answers. Can we do a naughty answer?
Sure.
Mark said to store... Look, I don't condone this, but you know blow-up dolls?
Okay, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. @TomandOllie.